I work with our board of directors. I work with our musicians. I have the opportunity to be part of what we're putting on the stage. I have the opportunity of making sure that we're doing great things in this community, whether it's our Lakota Music Project, whether it's all of our education programs that serve 15,000 kids a year. I've got a great job.
Tell me about the symphony and how is it made up? How do you determine who is on?
Yeah, you know, the South Dakota Symphony is a fully professional orchestra. We have 13 of our folks that we are consider our core musicians, and those are full-time musicians. They live and work in this community. The other musicians that play with us are per-service musicians. Many of them have other jobs in the community, but then play with the South Dakota Symphony as well. But we are a fully professional orchestra. So some of those per-service musicians live here in Sioux Falls, and others come in from Omaha, from Minneapolis, from Sioux City, from parts even further than that to play with us.
And there's obviously a season.
There is. It's kind of like the school year. We start in September and we're done in May every year. We do 7 big classical programs. We do 4 big pops programs every year. And like I said, just a ton of education community engagement work.
Coming up, the Holiday Collage. What's going on there?
You know, Holiday Collage is one of my favorite programs of the year. This is a family-friendly program. And the great thing about Holiday Collage is that it follows the South Dakota Symphony's unexpected tagline very well. The South Dakota Symphony and Chorus put on this production. And so there's the full orchestra, there's the full chorus. But there is also a rock band this year doing My Favorite Things. There is also a little Irish group putting together a piece for this program. There is our concerto competition winner, Sky Dearborn, is a young trombonist.
And what kind of a winner was that?
She's our concerto competition winner. And Sky will be playing this time around. And so, you know, you put all of those things together and you come up with just a really magical evening. Like I said, very family friendly, appropriate to bring the kids, great way to just kick off your holiday season.
A lot of traditional music.
Anything? A lot of traditional things. You'll know everything on the program.
Everything.
Yeah.
All right. What are the dates for the holiday?
We're doing it next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Okay.
Tickets start as low as $10, so it really is very affordable to bring your families.
And 3 performances, obviously very well received because
absolutely.
You have 3 performances. So
absolutely.
Tickets go fast?
Tickets do go fast, absolutely. The Friday and Sunday performances are getting close to our capacity, as is our Saturday night. So keep it in mind, 2:30 Sunday afternoon, 7:30 Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Then Handel's Messiah coming up.
The other big tradition that we've started here in the last few years is doing Handel's Messiah, which is, of course, all about the life of Christ. Perfect time to do that around the holidays. We actually partner with First Lutheran Church on this program. And so that program happens at First Lutheran on Friday and Saturday the following week, so the 20th and 21st.
Now, folks know where First Lutheran is at?
First Lutheran is downtown here. It's on Dakota Street, just across from the Washington Pavilion, actually. Now, the interesting thing about this year's Messiah, actually, is that we're doing 2 versions of it. We're doing our traditional version with the orchestra and the chorus on Saturday night, but on Friday night, we're doing a sing-along Messiah.
Wow.
So for all of those folks that sang Messiah in their church choirs, that sang Messiah in their college choirs, bring your score. If you don't have your score, we'll have music for you. Come and sing along with the choruses for the Friday night performance of Messiah on the 20th.
That's December?
December 20th.
Okay.
Yeah. Also 7:30 both those nights, both Friday and Saturday.
Tickets? Tickets for everything.
Call the Washington Pavilion box office, 367-6000.